This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother...
He's almost there.
He made it. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Hey, what's happening? It's Friday.
Now, Charlamagne, is that my guy I see?
Man, that is our guy outside.
Is that my guy I see?
That is, first of all, salute to my guy, Daniel Rubenstein.
He just grandpa.
He's a dentist. We told y'all that we were going to get 52 Savage some teeth. 52
he looks like
Savage
a
was
person.
Up here a couple weeks ago. 52 Savage got his teeth. We're going to bring him in a minute.
We're going to talk to him next hour?
We're going to talk to him next hour.
He looks
oh, my goodness.
Very
we
different.
Keep promises here
I'm
at the
excited
Breakfast
about
Club,
this.
People always look different when they have teeth, man.
Listen, wow.
Teeth make such a
he
big
He got teeth.
Difference.
He got teeth.
We need to order a steak this morning.
Just remember.
He haven't had steak in
he
years.
He ain't had steak in a long time.
We should definitely get him a steak.
Just remember, if the Breakfast Club ever runs for any type of office, you can vote for us because we keep promises, guys.
We do keep our promises.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for 52 Savage. You got some goddamn teeth.
I'm walking around smiling.
He's smiling like a mother. He just did 10 dabs back to back.
We got
to dab.
I got to talk to my guy, Daniel, Dr. Rubenstein, because literally 52 Savage didn't have no teeth yesterday.
None.
You know he had a couple.
So I think they knocked him all out.
They knocked him out.
But we'll talk to him
we'll
next
talk about it. I saw him on Instagram. He was in the office, Dr. Rubenstein's office, with Bow Wow. Like, where the hell did Bow Wow come from?
Why was Bow Wow there?
I don't know why Bow Wow was there.
That's random.
But this is not a Bow Wow challenge. 52 Savage has all his teeth.
Wow. Bow Wow was getting teeth?
God is good. Look at God this morning, y'all.
I'm confused. All right. Anyway, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What we talking about, Yeezy?
Let's talk about a woman who married her son before and now is going to jail for marrying her mother.
What?
She didn't know you couldn't do that.
Huh? I'm confused. You confused me. Say that again.
A woman who married her son previously.
Oh, you can't marry your son.
Well, now she's married to her mom.
What?
And she's going to jail.
You're trying to confuse me. It's Friday. It's Freaky, Freaky, Freaky Friday. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, 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 hey.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night in Thursday Night Football. Who played last night?
The Seattle Seahawks or somebody.
Seattle beat Arizona 22-16. This just look old, but I want to make sure it was right. 22-16. Now, where you want to go now, Yee?
Aaron Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's dead.
Well, yes, and we're going to talk about his neuropathologist, Dr. Ann McKee, said that her and her team have examined more than 100 former NFL players' brains for CTE, and they said this is the first case we've seen that kind of damage in such a young individual. She said that type of brain damage observed in Aaron Hernandez is usually seen in someone 20 years older. They said he was found to have stage 3 CTE. Stage 4 is the most severe.
But Aaron been wildin' though, right? Like early on, when he was in college,
allegedly. They say he was, you know, really connected to gangs.
Yeah, I'm not gonna blame his gang-banging lifestyle on CTE.
All right, I'm just telling you what happened. All right, now let's talk about a woman in Oklahoma, Misty Spann. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison on Tuesday. That's the maximum penalty, and that was for marrying her biological mother. Now, Misty Spann was raised by her grandmother. Because her 44-year-old mother lost custody of her 3 kids, they reconnected in 2014, and they hit it off.
They fell in love?
And that's when they ended up getting married just last year in March.
Oh, so she didn't know that was her mama?
No, she knew. Now, she said she didn't think that the nuptials broke any laws. According to the mom, she was no longer listed as a parent on her daughter's birth certificate, so they thought it would be fine.
Are they white or black?
That's whites. Definitely whiteness.
If you have Revolt TV, you,
you know that's
picture.
Whiteness. I don't even got to look at the picture.
You can see a picture. Yeah,
that's right. Meth head white.
Of what she looks like now. Listen, back
if
in 2000,
if it was a box of Raise crayons, that'd be meth head white.
Meth head white, okay.
Back in 2008, she also was married to her biological son. The marriage was annulled 15 months later. The son said it was incestuous. She's also been charged with incest in that case, and she has to go to court in January for that.
And they keeping it in the family, man. By the way, this is stereotypical meth head trailer park white. This is the stuff that you hear about. Like, all right, go marry your cousin. Go marry your brother. And then she actually did. Your mom? That means you want to go back and get that first taste. That means when you came out, you had your mouth open. When you came out, you had your mouth open. You licked them walls. You wanted to get back to that first taste.
That's disgusting. It's just disgusting.
Oh, my goodness. This is Freaky Friday, man. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, don't forget, next hour, 52 Savage will be joining us.
How long ago was 52 here the first time? A couple weeks? 2 weeks? About three weeks ago. 2-3 weeks ago on a Friday.
52 Savage, he's from Dallas. He's a DJ and a rapper, and he has three teeth.
Yes, he's 53 years old.
He came up here, and he started a GoFundMe trying to get money to get new teeth.
And
he,
y'all didn't put nothing in that GoFundMe at all.
And they put $80 in. and the Breakfast Club came to, you know, we made sure that he was okay and got him some teeth.
Well, my guy, man, a couple of dentists reached out. Salute to my man, Mr. Flawless. He connected me with this guy, Dr. Rubenstein. Mm-hmm. Rubenstein. And Dr. Rubenstein is a man of his word. He moves fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll kick it with them next hour. But right now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, or maybe it's Friday and you want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up? This is Lee.
What up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, man, I've been trying to start my own hoodie line on an online site, but I can't seem to find no customer, man. It's really bothering me.
Okay. What's uncomfortable?
He's trying to start a hoodie line, but nobody's buying his hoodies. What kind of hoodies are they? Describe them.
Right now, I just create my own graphics. Right now, a lot of them are pro-black, but I can't seem to find my market.
Well, let's see what they look like, first of all. I want to see how nice they are.
Yeah, the problem is that you just out here trying to sell rock when you should be giving some of that dope away. What you should have did was mailed a few of them up here to the Breakfast Club or somebody that you know that people actually pay attention to. And, you know, maybe one of us will throw it on, and then people will be like, where you get that from? And then we direct them to your site. That's what everybody else does.
Yeah, I understand that, but right now I'm at a part-time job where I have to take care of my son, so...
Sir, you have to invest in your company, and sometimes that means you got to take some steps backwards in order to make it forward.
Yeah, you can't drive to the post office to mail off a couple hoodies to the Breakfast Club.
Imagine if you gave away three hoodies and then you managed to sell 300.
I hate you. You just making excuses. That's why you ain't popping.
I appreciate the advice. Thank y'all. If I want to show you the picture of it, how would I send it to you?
I don't want no damn picture. I want a hoodie.
Listen, just tweet us. Tweet us and send a picture. I want to see what it looks like.
You're not even smart enough to shot your Instagram out over the air. How many markets we in?
80.
All right, comically insane.
Have a good day, sir. Thank you. God bless. Love you, man. Appreciate you, man.
Hello, who's this?
The Club with No Breakfast.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man? Hey, listen, I just want to spread positivity this morning. I just want people out there to know, man, there's a lot of people that have dreams but are afraid to chase them. I think a lot of people are afraid of rejection. They're intimidated by the word no. And I just want to encourage people out there, man, if you have dreams, chase them, man. Nothing worth having is easy. Chase your dreams and do what you got to do. And I'm pretty sure once you get to the end of the road that everything will be worth the wait, man.
All right.
I just want to encourage people to stay focused, man.
All right. Thank you, bro.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Bar calling from South Carolina.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
What part?
I'm from Columbia.
803, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm calling because I'm mad y'all don't show Remy Ma the respect she deserves, man. Start playing that record, Envy.
Do you realize Remy Ma was up here yesterday?
And I played the record. Yeah, I already know, and I'm listening to your show right now. So I want y'all to start playing Remy Ma more and let the other respect she deserves, because she dope.
I played the record twice yesterday.
Yeah, who the hell don't respect Remy Ma? That is Queen Remy Ma.
Remy be joking
about?
With y'all.
Yeah,
Remy be joking.
That, but I want to start hearing our record more often.
All right, man.
This guy is crazy.
People don't know. Remy be joking, man. I know Remy a long time, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
more time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Adam with two M's, no typo, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Adam, get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, this week is, tomorrow is Veterans Day, so I just want to wish all the veterans a happy, safe Veterans Day. I'm a veteran myself. Serve my country, so I just want to wish everybody out there a happy Veterans Day who served as well.
Yeah, salute to all the veterans. Salute to all the veterans that America is neglecting. America be acting like kneeling for the flag is so unpatriotic. You know what's unpatriotic? Not taking care of your veterans who fought for this country.
Yeah, shout to my pop. You know, I call him for his birthday. We speak all the time, but I never call him Veterans Day, Pops. Happy Veterans Day, Pop.
Yeah, call him today.
Hello, who's this?
This is Trav. What's up,
Envy? Oh, Trav. What's up, man?
Freaking Friday. Hey, Trav, you still haven't given me your Instagram.
Trav got a hotline. You got a backdoor number.
And Trav,
mind your business, Charlamagne. Don't worry about how I'll be getting through.
And Trav, you have a lot of fans. I just want to say a lot of people are like, Trav sounds like a cutie.
Oh, well, let me give you my Instagram right now. But block it out because do not have it on the play on the air.
Okay, what is it?
It's A-K-A. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see what Trav is looking like. Oh, Trav's a cutie. All right, Trav, I see you.
Well, I'm all right. Don't hype me up, Yee. Don't hype me up.
All right, Trav, I see you.
Trav, you a Cowboys fan?
Yes, I am a Cowboys fan.
Oh, my goodness, Trav.
There
I can't
you
talk
go,
to
Trav.
You anymore.
Wait, Trav, you have a son?
Can you tell me put my business all out?
Oh, that's cute. y'all so cute.
But, so can I tell you why I'm calling?
Go ahead, Trav.
All right, so... One, cause y'all know Nikki blocked me on Instagram, but she can't block me from The Breakfast Club. Uh-uh. So I want to tell her, I hope she's listening. Girl, Remy woke you up, okay? Sometimes you got to shake a barb up, and I'm glad Remy out here shaking barbs up.
You got to shake a
so
barb
that's
up.
That's one. Mm-hmm. And Charlamagne, I want to thank you for giving Donkey of the Day to that man, Wendell Melton, that killed his son. Because, you know, I'd be on you about giving Steve Harvey Donkey today, which you never do. Mm-hmm. But thank you for giving Wendell Donkey today, because he deserved it.
Yeah, he killed his son because his son was gay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so he definitely deserved it. And also, y'all caller that called in the other day talking about gay people can't be born gay. If you're not gay, shut up.
Now, Trav, how do you have a son?
Goodness gracious.
Wow, Yee, how old are you? Do you need a sex ed?
I'm just saying, but Trav, if you're...
She got pregnant.
But I'm just saying.
So basically,
tell the birds and the bees, Trav.
Like, growing up, I used to feel pressured to have to do stuff, you know, because I grew up around nothing but brothers. I grew up around nothing but straight boys. I didn't come out of the closet until, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And... I used to always feel like I had to be something I wasn't, and I seriously used to live two different lives. One moment I'm outside with my homies, you know, being shot at, and the next time walking down the street to go meet my boyfriend at the age of 16 when he's 28, married with kids. So
wow.
Did you enjoy it? Listen, when you shot your baby mama's club up, did you enjoy it?
Goodbye, Charlamagne.
Goodbye, all right, Trav,
thank you for sharing, man.
Trav,
I appreciate
you. Weekend.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up at any time. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Jelani Mirage, a.k.a. Nicki Minaj's brother. The verdict is in, and we'll tell you what that decision was.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jelani Mirage, that's Nicki Minaj's brother, was found guilty in his child rape trial. That case lasted nearly 3 weeks. They said he was found guilty of predatory sexual assault against a child.
Yikes.
And endangering the welfare of a child. He's facing 25 years to life in prison, mm-mm-mm, and he will be sentenced on December 14th.
Well, he sounds like he needs to get every bit of that time if what we heard on that jury stand is true.
Absolutely.
And clearly, they found him guilty, right?
Right, so...
Didn't they find his DNA on the girl's pajama bottom or something?
Yeah, yes. They did find his DNA, and his defense was trying to say that the mother put the DNA on there, and there were other ways the DNA could have been on the pajamas. That was their defense. Just so you know.
I don't know. Those testimonies I heard from those young kids sounded very believable to me.
Yes, the victim is 14 now, and she was 11 years old when she says, repeatedly raped her.
Mm-mm-mm. I will tell you one thing I don't think is fair, though.
What's that?
I don't understand why people are coming at Nicki Minaj over her brother.
Right, it's not her fault. And she didn't. People were saying she was going to take the stand. She didn't take the stand.
She didn't take the stand, though.
So,
and I mean, you know, people will say, oh, she paid his legal fees. Well, initially, you probably do want to believe that your brother is innocent
or guilty, right?
You know what I mean?
I'm sure she doesn't think it was true, but he was released from custody on $100,000 bail. That's what they were talking about. And that bail was backed by two homes that Nicki Minaj owns.
And I will tell you this. If that was my brother and you got found guilty of raping a young child, you're not my brother. No.
I can never talk to you ever again.
You're just my brother on paper.
Don't call me.
Nope.
Don't send me messages. I can't speak to you ever again.
Nope.
All right, now let's talk about Louis C.K., a comedian. He has been accused of sexual misconduct by 5 different women so far. And a lot of people are actually backing up these claims. Now, the first was a comedy duo back in 2002, Dana Min Goodman and Julia Wolof. They said they got their big break. They got a chance to perform at the U.S. Comedy Arts Festival. And he invited them to hang out in his hotel room for a nightcap. They thought it was cool because he's a comedian that they admired and they were together. So they were thinking, okay, it's just us. We're celebrating. Makes sense. They said as soon as they sat down in his room, they still had on their winter jackets, their hats and everything. He asked if he could take out his penis. They thought it was a joke.
Because he's a comedian, so they laughed.
Right, so they laughed. But then they said he really did it.
Whoa.
He proceeded to take all of his clothes off, got completely naked, and started masturbating. Now, in 2003, another woman, Abby Schachner, says that she called him to invite him to one of her shows. And during the phone conversation, she said she could hear him masturbating as they spoke. Another comedian, Rebecca Corey, said she was appearing with him on a television pilot back in 2005, and he asked if he could masturbate in front of her, and she declined that. Now, he had the premiere of his movie, I Love You, Daddy, that was supposed to happen yesterday. That was canceled. He was also supposed to be on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. That got canceled as well. And he jokes about his sexual hangups a lot in his comedy act and all of his flaws. Here is an example.
A woman saying yes to a date with a man is literally insane and ill-advised. And the whole species existence counts on them doing it. And I don't know how do women still go out with guys when you consider the fact that there is no greater threat to women than men? We're the number one threat to women. Globally and historically, we're the number one cause of injury and mayhem to women. We're the worst thing that ever happens to them.
I agree with that bit, and I disagree with that bit, because the number one threat to women isn't just men. It's men like Louis C.K. All men ain't thinking like sexual predators, okay?
Not at all.
But I will say, if we are being morally honest, a lot of men in America, we have been raised on rape culture. And I feel bad that I didn't realize that, like, earlier in my life, but a lot of pervasive perversion we have normalized in society is just wrong. And it just gets to a point in life when you know better, you have to do better. But a lot of us were raised off rape culture. A lot of the stuff that we used to see in the 90s and 2000s, a lot of the images that were presented to us, that was absolutely positively rape culture.
Yeah, but it's up to our parents and up to parents to make sure they teach their kids differently. I mean, I've never assaulted or sexually assaulted did anything to any woman, because that's the way my mom taught me.
Yeah, but a lot of times you might have sexually assaulted them and didn't know it. I mean, think about videos like, you know, Nothing But a G Thing, when they ran up behind a girl and pulled her top down. You know what I mean? That's sexual assault.
That's
you didn't
right.
look at it back then as that, what it was.
Like, I never did it.
Think of the movie like Revenge of the Nerds. Remember Revenge of the Nerds?
Mm-hmm.
When the dude dressed up as the girl's boyfriend and then slept with the dude's girlfriend?
He had a mask on.
Like, yeah. Yo, that was sexual assault. That's rape.
That's rape
culture. But we didn't look at it as that back then. Or Porky's, when they was drilling holes in the wall and spying on the girls. Like, we didn't look at it as that back then, but it absolutely was.
And part of it, especially with these women, you know, they even said that they felt like they would be ostracized if they said something. They're trying to get ahead in their career. It's embarrassing when something like this happens, and they're scared of the repercussions of accusing somebody of something and not being believed, or then getting blackballed, you know, as they're trying to make it on their way.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard the term rape culture. I was like, what is rape culture? I was like, you either rape somebody or you don't. But then when it was explained to me, and then I don't know why, it just hit me over the past few months, like, yeah, we were raised on rape culture.
Wow.
Well, HBO is removing all of his work from their on-demand service because they have a lot of TV projects with him. So they said he's also no longer performing at their annual fundraiser later this month. They released a statement. Louis C.K. will no longer be participating in the Night of Too Many Stars, America Unites for Autism programs. And all of that is gone. So there you have it. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Up next is Front Page News. What are we talking about, Yee?
Man, we are going to talk about a woman who is going to jail now for 10 years, and that's for marrying her mother.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now with Thursday Night Football, Seattle beat Arizona 22-16. Now, it looks like Richard Sherman, it looks like he might be out for the season. They're saying for the rest of the 2017 because of an ankle injury.
Well, that's good. Just go ahead and boycott. Now you can go stand with Cap. All right, Mr. Sherman. And my guy, Ezekiel Elliott. And I want everybody to know, Ezekiel Elliott,
he's out 6 games.
Did not get suspended 6 games. He decided to stand with Cap as well, and he is boycotting.
No, he actually fought.
No,
he was trying to play the rest of the season. They took him out.
That was all lies and rumors, fake news.
Fake news?
Okay, he's taking a knee. He's standing with Cap. All right?
No,
I called him.
You called him?
I called him.
You got his number. What's his number?
Don't worry about that. 1-800-ZEKE, nigga.
1-800-RUN-NIGGA.
That's his number.
Now, let's talk about Aaron Hernandez, Yee.
Yes, Aaron Hernandez, they said they have found that he actually had the type of brain damage that is usually seen in someone 20 years older. You know, he had stage 3 CTE. He was only 27 years old when he fatally hanged himself in prison. So the team of doctors had examined more than 100 former NFL players, and they were saying that his disease was significantly far along. Just to give you all that information.
Well, he was gangbanging way before he had CT.
So they
was he gangbanging in college and all of that kind of stuff?
In Connecticut, allegedly, he was gangbanging. He was hanging out with gangs and CTE, into violence.
Yeah, CTE might have made his gangbanging worse, but he was gangbanging long before CTE.
Now, a woman in Oklahoma, Misty Spann, 26 years old, got sentenced to 10 years in prison, which is the maximum penalty, for marrying her biological mother. Misty was raised by her grandmother, and her 44-year-old mother had lost custody of her 3 kids. But they did reconnect back 3 years ago, and they hit it off. And that's when last year they decided to go ahead and get married. Now, according to Misty's mom, Patricia Spann, she said she didn't think the marriage broke any laws because she was no longer listed as a parent on her daughter's birth certificate. Now, this woman, Misty Spann, also was married to her biological son back in 2008. They said that marriage was annulled 15 months later. The son said it was incestuous, and she was charged with incest in that case and has to appear in court for that one in January.
Guess what race it is? I'm going to say meth head white.
I'm going to say white.
If I had a racial Crayola box, there would be a color called meth head white, and that would definitely be it. There's no doubt in my mind that those are Caucasians, and I find it very interesting that she married her mother, but I know why. Because she wanted to go back to that first taste. That's what happens.
Right. Stop it.
That's what happens when the baby comes out of the vagina with their mouth open.
And tongue out.
And their tongue hits the walls.
Oh, my goodness.
She wanted to get back to that first taste.
All right, you nasty ass. All right. And that's front page news.
Yes, it is.
Now, don't forget, Breakfast Club Change for Change.
Whoa, whoa! Drop one of Clues Bomb for that, damn it.
Next Thursday, Radiothon, we will be on air from 6 a.m. to midnight. So it's a total of, what, 18 hours?
Well, they need to know what we're doing.
Now, we're raising money for a bunch of different causes. Now, you want to tell them the different causes?
Yes, the Gathering for Justice is a nonprofit organization. It's founded by Harriet Belafonte. Mm-hmm. They share the same values that I hope a lot of us do. They want to eliminate racial inequality, social injustice, and child incarceration. And they are a fiscal sponsor for such movements as the Women's March.
Right.
You know, drop on a clues bomb for Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez. They are fiscal.
My son as well.
Mm-hmm. My son, my guy, my son. They are a fiscal sponsor for Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights campaign. Drop one of clues bombs for the Know Your Rights campaign. And they're a fiscal sponsor for Justice League NYC. Now, these are the people that are always on the front lines fighting for us. So now I think it's time that we come together and empower them.
Now, people always ask, how can I help? What do I need to do? Maybe I can't attend the march, but how can I help financially? And you can give anything, any amount of money. And the website is this. Get a pen, get a pen, get a pen, get a pen. The website is bcchange.com. The number 4, change.com. You can donate as much as you want, or you can text CHANGE, CHAANGE, to 52182. And next Thursday, we're going to be on air all day long. And this is where we want you to pressure everybody. Pressure your favorite celebrities.
Everybody. Yes, all the people you see throwing money on Instagram, from Black Youngster to Fat Boy SSE, they need to go donate the Change for Change.
And this money is going directly to them. We're not touching it. We're also donating as well. I saw some people saying,
there's
y'all
gain
rich.
For us. No,
why
there's
don't
no
y'all
gain.
Just give, you know, pay for whatever. I hate when rich people try to raise money, but we are actually doing
this
for
that?
I saw people in the comments saying that.
The Breakfast Club are definitely
Yeah, some people saying
donating.
That in the comments.
Yeah, we're definitely
so
donating.
So we are definitely donating as well. We are trying to help with this cause. It's nothing for us, per se.
And then we're not telling
nothing
you.
That we're touching. We're telling you that if you feel like you want to donate to a great cause, then we are giving you the opportunity to know about causes that we support.
And we're not telling you to give your life savings. Give what you can.
Whatever you can.
Whatever you can. It doesn't matter how much it is.
And the Radiothon is next Thursday,
next
You can actually go donate now
if
you want to. You can go to bcchangeforchange.com or you can text change to 52182 right now and donate early. But the Radiothon is not till next Thursday. But we're taking donations all week.
That's right.
And we're going to be taking donations all day next Thursday. And we're just going to give this big check to Gathering for Justice because, like Envy just said, if you can't make it to the protest, if you can't make it to college,
marches,
know your rights camps to, you know, help mentor, then you can support them by throwing up some of your dollars. Because these are the people that's out there fighting for us.
That's right.
So now we got to stand, you
for
know,
them.
And fight for them.
Absolutely.
Period. Let's empower our own people. Stop waiting on, you know, others to save you.
That's right.
Save
all
your
right.
goddamn self.
All right. Now, when we come back, 52 Savage being a bill.
Oh, my God. He came here 3 weeks ago. He had 4.5 teeth in his mouth.
That's right. And now Dr. Rubenstein, who's going to be joining him, helped him out. And we're going to talk about all that when we come back. If you need teeth, you need to listen. That didn't sound right.
What?
Dude. Yeah, but anyway, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have some special guests with us in the building.
This is such a beautiful thing, man, because a few weeks ago, a few Fridays ago, we had this this young old man, 52 Savage,
correct.
On. Say what up, 52?
Yeah.
And then my guy, Daniel Rubenstein, I was connected with him through Mr. Flawless.
Shout out to
Mr. Flawless. And Daniel Rubenstein is a man of his word. A few weeks later, they both were sitting here, and 52 Savage got 32 teeth.
32
Let me see the teeth. You got to show us the teeth one time.
His swag is different.
Show us the teeth. Oh! Look at the teeth. Now, Dr. Rubenstein.
It's been a long time since I've done this, so I'm practicing.
Can 52 Savage eat steak? Can he eat everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he fully good to do whatever he needs to do?
It's like anything else. When you get something new, it takes a little bit of practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But once he gets the hang of it, he could eat anything, basically.
Now, how was the procedure putting these teeth in? Did you have to knock out his three teeth or the teeth that he
had? I didn't. Actually,
five
so
teeth. Five
no,
teeth.
He has 4.5.
4.5.
Four and a half teeth. So, and I actually incorporated his teeth with the whole procedure.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't take them out because... Actually, I use them as anchors to hold everything together. So
really?
It was a blessing in disguise, yeah.
Now, why the hell was Bow Wow there yesterday? Because when I saw the picture of Bow Wow in the office, I said, are they trying to do a Bow Wow challenge?
No. He came in for a visit.
He came in for support.
Oh, that's one of your clients?
Yeah. He came in to take care of his girl.
Got you.
Yeah.
Dr. Rubenstein out here moving.
So tell me how this all happened and explain what kind of teeth these are. Because I know you said there were different procedures that you could do to give him his teeth. So what procedure did you do?
Okay, so... you know, having 4.5 teeth, you could do...
That just sounds so crazy, man. That sounds so crazy.
Five!
Okay, there's so many things you can do. You could do a massive surgery, place implants, takes 6 months to heal, then another 6 months
Ooh,
to do it. It could be over a year and a half.
Oh,
I was like, I want this gentleman to go out today with a smile that's going to last for a long, long time.
Correct.
So I used my noggin and I spoke to my team and I was like, what can we do? And we decided to use his actual healthy 4.5 teeth as anchors for the whole smile makeover. And basically, that's holding everything together, and it's nice and tight in there, and he's going to have a good time.
How long did it take?
Oh,
God. It took roughly, like, 8 to 10 hours.
Did you go to sleep?
No, I didn't. No, it wasn't 8 to 10 hours consecutive.
Mm.
It was, we did a little work, pause. We had to have some my lab technicians work on it, come back, work on a little bit more. So it was basically, like, 4 to 6 appointments all in one shot.
And you did it in your office?
In my office.
A lot of people said that it would be, you know, you're a dentist, so he would have to go to an oral surgeon.
Right,
but
right.
That didn't have
I
to
took
happen.
Care of it. I brought everyone to my office.
Wow.
Dr. Rubenstein got a team.
Happen. I made it happen.
How do you feel, 52?
I feel good. All of them fine.
Have you always had, when was the last time you had all your teeth in your mouth?
I can't remember. Probably 16, 17, 18.
How did you lose them to begin with?
Just not taking care of them? Hard head, eating candy, going to sleep with dilators in my mouth and all that good I hated him because I associated the dentist with pain.
Absolutely.
You don't even know how to talk right now.
No, I don't, but I'm learning. I can rap though.
Now, his 4.5 teeth were in good condition, though. There's no cavities. They were...
We fixed them up. We fixed them up. So we made it so that they're salvageable.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's doing really well. I mean, like anything else, you buy a new pair of shoes, the most expensive new pair of shoes, mm-hmm. you have to learn how to walk in them.
Correct.
And in the mouth, especially, you have to know how to use them properly. And He's getting there. I mean, this is literally, I put him in like an hour ago, two hours ago.
Well, maintenance after the fact is very important because clearly he didn't know how to take care of his teeth to begin
hours
with.
Hours ago, y'all just finished.
We just finished.
So I went.
You slept?
He was sleeping.
Tell me you sleep.
I late.
At your age,
I
you
got home
sleep
by 3:45.
3:45 in the morning?
He dropped me off, picked me up again at 5:30.
You need some sleep at your age now.
Now, did you have to numb his mouth or what? How did that work? Novocaine?
I gave him a little Novocaine, but not really. I mean, I knew exactly where I needed to touch his teeth, and I knew that some areas are not going to feel anything, and he did really, really well.
Have you talk about maintenance after the fact, because he didn't know how to take care of his teeth before. We don't want him to lose these. So
now, they gave me a whole toothbrush.
Talk to Mike.
What?
So I used to have a half, and I ain't had that much. And I was finished, but he gave me a whole.
Oh, you used to have a half
toothbrush. And this time, a whole toothbrush. Packages of toothpaste last me less than a year or so.
Hey, now you about to see. Now you got to start spending money on toothpaste.
Exactly. Dang, I was saving money at first. You know how it is. I'm very appreciative, bro.
My brother.
To you.
Love, man.
So you really want to work.
When we come back, we got to talk about cost, how much this procedure will cost. And I want to know if it's dentures, if they're considered, I don't know. I don't know dentist term. But we'll find out when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
And we are going to talk about the maintenance still. Charlamagne asked about how you maintain afterward to make sure that.
And Dr. Ruben is here, so don't go anywhere. And if somebody wants to get their teeth done.
What's your info, Dr. Ruben?
When we come back, we'll get all that. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have 52 Savage in the building. Also,
and Dr. Rubenstein.
Dr. Rubenstein, who actually gave the man some teeth.
AKA Dr. Snapchat.
It kept his word.
Say, I owe him, no.
Now, Charlamagne was asking about maintaining. How does he maintain his grill now?
Okay, so, you know. Many of us start off with 32 teeth, then we start losing it throughout life. So right now, 52 Savage has 4.5 teeth in his mouth, and those are the most important teeth in his mouth because that's what's going to hold everything together. So the way you maintain it, you got to brush, floss, use mouth rinse, just really keep an eye on those 4.5 teeth.
52, you cannot clean your jewelry more than you clean your teeth, okay?
They're going to see this first, so I got to do this first. Look how my mouth.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get back to Dallas?
Take these out.
So he can take the teeth out?
Yeah, I'm trying to get used to him. So he's making me wear them.
Wear them, man. Why would you want to take them out? Keep them in.
Now, he could eat anything that he wants right now.
He needs, yes.
Steak.
He could eat steak.
Chicken.
Yes.
Vagina.
Oh,
he chooses.
Yes, he's okay.
Certain vagina.
He was doing that before.
Give me anything. I was thinking about mine. See?
Okay.
So I like Big Mama, because Big Mama take care of business.
That's your next single, right?
Yeah, it is, really. But yeah.
Now he won't have any problem with the teeth just falling out here in the club DJing on the mic.
That's what I told him. I said I don't want nothing that moves when I move.
Right.
So he was like, okay, I'll take Chris.
So the teeth will stay in regardless.
They're gonna stay in because we're using his actual teeth as anchors, and I mean his bone is so strong.
Hey,
even though he had so much,
you got to pause that, then, Mr. Rubenstein. Jesus Christ, his bone is so strong. What the hell?
So anyway,
no comment on that.
The denture is gonna hold up really well.
Really well. Now, if somebody wanted to do this procedure and pay for it, how much would it cost ballpark?
How you know 52 ain't paid for it? You don't know.
We do know.
We do know. We
said
didn't
get the money in his GoFundMe.
They don't know nothing.
Well, how much would it have cost ballpark?
Because we did it also in one day. I brought the whole team. I mean, it could range between $15,000 and $25,000.
Goodness gracious! Merry Christmas!
It's worth it though, man. Savage. It's worth it.
It's definitely worth it.
52
it's
Savage.
I got a percentage on it now.
One of the first things.
But
we
I'm blessed though.
Teeth.
I mean, that's what you said, and that's true. I asked you that, and you was like, "No, the chain." I was like, "No."
I did not say the chain.
Ooh, do I need to rewind?
You did say the chain. I said the teeth. Yes.
After holding me, ask somebody. Smile, no. Yep. DJ to DJ. You said, "Yeah." The smile. I said, "Thank you."
Can I tell
Which, you? Yes, sir.
That's the reason why I want to, because people notice this and won't give me a chance to see my talent. So just for the haters, that's why I got
Yeah,
this.
Now they can't.
I ain't get it for me.
They can't talk negative about you now. They can't.
Well, they can. They're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
They just can't use this. Still will when somebody else paid for it. You know how brothers do.
So what?
That's a lot of people were hating blessing. On that GoFundMe. They were like, well, he got all them chains. Why can't he just pay for
I was fly before the teeth, so what I'm supposed to throw away my... almost cussed.
You flying
throw
now.
Throw away my stuff before... Because I ain't got teeth. Nah, I'm going to still be clean. Now, you got to have something else to look at, too. So I'm going to accessory up.
Now, what you were saying, Dr. Rubenstein?
Like envy.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things that you could
see
as a change in his total face, 52 Savage face, is that the lower portion of the face, if you don't have teeth, it kind of collapses.
Right.
And it makes you look a lot older. Mm. So when you put in teeth properly, it will build up that part of the mouth and it'll make you look so much younger. And that's why all these comments that he's getting, he's like, man, you look like you're 25 years old now, 35 years old.
They lying. They definitely lying. Now, I'm going to say they early 40s.
If somebody want to ride the wave tonight, they lying.
40. Don't fall 40.
I'll do 40. 40. You say 25, you trying to get in my pocket. So. I pushed the button on that. But hey, all love, man, for New York. I'm going to be honest, man. I went to West Coast. I went to Atlanta. I mean, a lot of places. When I came to New York, I was like, damn, New York ain't never had a good rapport with the South, so I wonder how it's going to be. But the East Coast, man, stepped all the way up. And all I want to do is just say I really appreciate it. I really didn't expect it. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect this much. I expect maybe we'll get on Charlamagne's show because we've been talking or whatever. But that's far as I thought it would go. But for them to step up and do this for me, mm-hmm. it's probably the first time I actually shared a tour because I didn't expect it.
Right.
It came out of left field on me. I was like, oh, man, Charlamagne, what the?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm from South Carolina, so my hospitality is a little different, man. But, you know, salute to Dr. Rubenstein.
Your hospitality got me up here.
All love, my brother. Salute to Dr. Rubenstein, though. Like, for him
but
to step
him,
up the way
he spent his money on it. So let me.
Yes, he
but
did.
But not only that, he took a day out of his practice where he could have been had patience and
bought a whole team in.
Many different things. Yeah. And
it's
made,
a team effort. It really is a team
effort.
And we
appreciate
by myself,
you and your team, man.
By myself, I wouldn't be able to achieve this.
So shout out some of your team members, man. Maybe they're listening to this.
Everyone at Ben Sir's Dental, especially my lab techs.
Michelle.
You like Michelle, huh? She fine?
I saw you take a picture.
You can highlight her. You
that was the darkest one there, so I hate you.
I mean, my whole squad, they work so hard, and the energy is very similar to mine, and they're all my right hands, and they really do it for the bottom of their hearts. So I think, you know, I love what I do, and I'm very blessed that I was able to help him and whoever else I can.
And your practice is Bensonhurst Dental in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Where can people get in touch with you if they want to?
I mean, Instagram is cool.
Okay.
So what's the Instagram?
It's DR _ Rubenstein. RUBINSHTEIN.
You do kids as well?
I work with some kids, sure.
And all those ladies trying to holler, okay? This is about business.
Oh, I keep trying. I told y'all business. Last time, Dr. Rubenstein is an eligible bachelor. I got a lot of single home girls that need a Dr. Rubenstein in their life, okay?
But if you want to, maybe a good way to do it would be to go ahead and book that appointment.
That's it. Book the appointment at Bensonhurst Dental.
Yeah.
All right? And tell them the Breakfast Club sent you. It's not the last you're going to hear from Dr. Rubenstein, though. We're going to have him up here a lot just talking about teeth and whatnot.
Absolutely.
And we got to get Dr. Rubenstein on TV. He's too handsome not to be on television.
Thank you. You guys are amazing. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Was that your shot? You shooting your shot over there, bro?
That's my guy right there.
And look at how great his teeth are. That's important. You don't want to go to a dentist.
Last time I was here, my kids got on me. I forgot to shout to me. Kiki, Southern Delight, my son Jeray.
Kiki, Southern Delight.
Southern Delight, that's her IG. Delight. And my son Jeremy Jeray, fully love. I love y'all, I miss y'all. Daddy getting money.
How many kids you had? You three?
Two.
Two.
You named three
people just now.
No, that's nickname.
Oh, okay, okay. Got you.
I got to get my, that's my girl, Kiki, so. Mm-hmm. Her nickname is Southern Delight, Jeremy. Drain, that's his nickname.
Well, listen, round of applause to 52 Savage, man. Rubenstein, drop on a cool bomb for 52 and Dr. Rubenstein. Thank you, man.
You guys again, man. Thank you so very much for coming up here and enjoy the tea, man. You got to call us after Thanksgiving. Tell us how Thanksgiving was.
Why was Fat Boy here?
I'm going to call you tomorrow.
I tried to call him in. I just seen Fat Boy running around.
He's asleep.
He fell asleep.
Fat Boy, what are you doing?
Come here, yo.
Fat Boy, what are you doing?
Fat Boy fell asleep.
You got a hotel.
Fat Boy, what up, my brother?
What is Fat Boy doing?
How are you?
We still ain't got no breakfast for you, Fat Boy.
His eyes is all red.
I need to work on that.
How are you, Mr. Generous? What's happening, Mr. Generous?
What's up, Unc? I love you, Unc.
What's up with you?
Talk to the mic, Fat Boy, so they can
What's going on here?
What's up, world? What's up, people, man? I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne, DJ Envy, Angela. Y'all all beautiful. Happy morning to y'all. I love
Congrats.
Y'all.
Congrats. I see you got a lot of new deals on the table.
Yes, a lot of new deals, a lot of new money. We just happy. We just living. Shout out to the doc, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, salute to Fat Boy. One of the first times I heard of Dr. Rubenstein was through Fat Boy's Instagram.
Of course.
That's his
he get my teeth right.
Word.
It's my doctor. He get my teeth right. He make sure I'm good.
And now we got 52 good. So thank Dr. Rubenstein helping the culture.
It's been a long time. So.
There you go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. I got to say happy birthday to my Aunt V. Mm. We call her Mistletitty V.
Mistletitty V?
Yeah, she got like a big, you know, Auntie Biggie. Yeah, sorry,
Aunt V. Looking at your aunt like that, bro.
I'm not, that's weird. Anyway, and Aunt Carolyn, they have the same birthday, but they're like 4 years apart.
And happy birthday to Tracy Morgan, too. Drop on the clues bombs for Tracy Morgan. And happy born day to my sister, Alicia Renee. Today is Alicia Renee's born day as well.
Wow. Yes. Big Pun's birthday. Today's Pun's
happy
birthday.
Happy born day to Big Pun.
Yes.
We forget anybody?
Warren G.
Warren G.
Oh.
Regulator.
Happy born day to Eve.
Oh, today, and today is, no, give me a round of applause and drop a bomb at the same time, National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
It's your birthday, Envy.
National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
I don't like how you just skipped over Spawn's birthday, too, bro. Michael Jai White, right? Yeah, I'm the only person.
I don't know who's me.
Yeah, I know who it is.
I don't know
it is.
Just me. I'm
all right, let me do rumors.
All right, well, we're talking Mariah Carey.
It's just me.
Yep.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Listen up.
Well, we told you about Mariah Carey splitting with her manager. A lot of people didn't like her anyway. But now she is being managed by her boyfriend, Brian Tanaka, who is 34 years old. Now, they've been dating ever since she broke up with James Packer. Now, according to sources, he's just kind of the in-between until she finds a new manager. She's still looking for a new manager. But Stephen Hill has also been advising her. Stephen Hill is the former head of BET, so... should be pretty interesting. Now, Mariah does have an animated movie, All I Want for Christmas Is You, being released digitally and on DVD on Tuesday. And she also is going to have a run of 6 shows at the Beacon Theater that starts on November 26th. So apparently, though, people are concerned about Brian actually running her business and running her money into the ground.
I don't know none of these people. I don't know what kind
of
job
Brian
can do. I mean, I know Mariah, but I don't know what Brian can do.
Well, I guess you never watched her docu-series.
Nobody did. That's why I got canceled.
Or whatever that was on E! But yeah, so, you know, people are concerned, basically. And sometimes there's some issues when you're dating somebody and then they end up managing you and he's also your backup dancer. You know, all kinds of conflicts there. All right, ESPN is expected to have another round of layoffs after Thanksgiving. They're saying over 100 staffers will lose their jobs in the layoffs, including on the television side. Producers, executives, people in digital and technology. And they're saying that SportsCenter is expected to be hit hard. That's according to Sports Illustrated. Some on-air talent could be out of a job. Mm. Back in October of 2015, they laid off over 300 employees. And this past April, over 100 reporters and personalities lost their jobs as well.
As long as y'all keep Michael Smith, Jemele Hill, and Carrie Champion, we fine.
All right, now Tyrese, he was supposed to go and see his daughter again, they're saying, this weekend. And they're saying now he has skipped out on this yet again.
They're saying this was the past 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, past 2 weeks. So another scheduled visit. He's headed to Abu Dhabi, I guess.
So you did all of that crying on Instagram about not seeing your daughter, and then when you get the opportunity to see your daughter, you don't go see her?
Now, according to his ex-wife, Norma Gibson, her legal team, they said they didn't hear from him last week. The visitation never happened, even though he had that option last Saturday and on Monday.
Last Saturday and Monday? Wasn't he crying like right before that?
Mm-hmm. He said he's headed to Abu Dhabi for the Formula One races and to see his non-judgmental.
How you got money to go to Abu Dhabi?
Family and to take a much-needed break from America and the blog.
Wait, what? You ain't got no money. Why? You crying broke, but you're traveling to Abu Dhabi?
I can't believe this. There's no way he was crying to see his daughter, and then he gets an opportunity to see it and doesn't go see it. I can't believe it.
His
Shayla
ex-wife,
rocks.
Norma Gibson's legal team, is saying they're baffled as to why he would pass up that opportunity to spend time with Shayla. They said, we are disappointed to learn Mr. Gibson won't be exercising some of the visits with his daughter that we offered him for the next week. Wherever he is, we hope he's getting the help he needs to be the father that Shayla truly deserves.
Tyrese Gibson is top three lamest Negroes alive.
I hope not, man. I hope not.
I want Donald Trump to deport Tyrese.
All right, Chance the Rapper. Now we know he's been so ridiculously active in Chicago, and we love the fact that he's been donating to the schools and making sure that the kids in Chicago start receiving a proper education. He wants to make those efforts, but he has some issues with the way the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, is spending the money. Now he showed up to a city council meeting, and if you want to create change in your community, you should go to those meetings too because they're open for everybody to attend. But he wanted to oppose those efforts to invest $95 million into a brand new police academy for the city because guess what? $95 million. Jeez. The schools actually need some help. Now, guess what happened? Rahm Emanuel actually walked out on Chance before he even had the opportunity to speak.
But that's disrespectful.
Here's what he said.
I'm here representing the city of Chicago. That I guess the mayor had to step out when I came up. But it's cool because I'm here to talk to you guys right now. It's a very simple thing that you guys have to do. We should understand that financially, this proposed plan doesn't make sense. We don't have $95 million. There's a lot of different services that need to be funded. Mental health services, which I'm hearing. Obviously, schooling is my big thing. But there's a lot of ways to transform the city that don't have anything to do with police training.
Y'all do know Chance the Rapper is going to be the first hip-hop artist that successfully transitions into politics. You do know he's going to be the mayor of Chicago.
Didn't Rhymefest transition into politics in Chicago as well?
Rhymefest did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
But you know.
I don't think he made it, right? He didn't.
No, I thought he was.
Did he win?
Chance is going to absolutely be mayor of Chicago one day. And one day, Chance the Rapper is going to run for president.
And listen, I rock with that. He put up $1 million of his own money.
Now, I ain't talking about something that's going to happen in the near future, but watch. At some point in our lifetime, you're going to see that.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Charlamagne.
Yes.
All right. You know what? Today, I want you to call me Vanilla Cupcake.
Because it's National Vanilla Cupcake Day.
That's right. Call me Vanilla
Cupcake. And y'all cute
cupcake.
Together. You know, y'all man, cute together.
Honest. This is actually a great segue into my donkey. Four after the hour, my donkey is about rape culture. Okay?
What? Cupcakes.
All right. We're going to talk about rape culture four after the hour. This is just a personal revelation. I'm actually giving donkey today to myself because I feel very stupid. Because this is just a personal revelation that I've had recently, and I can't believe I just came to this conclusion.
All right.
But we'll talk about it for after the hour.
Keep it locked. Donkey Today's up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Friday, November 10th goes to me. Charlamagne the God. Now, the reason it's going to me is because I consider myself a pretty thoughtful guy. I pay attention to what's going on in the world for the most part, but something has hit me over the past year or so, and it's been heavy on my spirit all week. And if you listen to my podcast, The Brilliant Idiot, you may have heard me speak on it yesterday, but I want to speak about it here on The Breakfast Club, and I want to talk to y'all about it. I feel like intellectually and morally, America is declining as a society. I feel like people aren't being morally honest anymore. Moral honesty to me is regardless of what you believe, regardless of your religion, regardless of your political party, you are able to call something right or wrong with no bias, okay? For example, you know, if you're a white military veteran and you love America, but when you see people taking a knee during the national anthem, and then when you are told why they are doing it because of the injustice that African Americans are facing in this country at the hands of the police, if you are morally honest with yourself, you will say, I understand. Even if you don't agree with the way they are protesting, you understand why they are protesting. That's being morally honest, okay? Being morally dishonest is acting like they are just being disrespectful to the military and disregarding the flag because they hate America. Now, why am I giving myself donkey today? Because I feel stupid that I am just now realizing that a lot of us men in America have been raised on rape culture. Now, the first time I heard the term rape culture, I was like, what is rape culture? Either you rape a woman or you don't, but as I have learned what rape culture is, let me read the definition for you. Rape culture is a sociological concept used to describe a setting in which rape is pervasive and normalized due to society's attitudes about gender and sexuality. Rape culture is perpetuated through the use of misogynistic language and the objectification of women's bodies and the glamorization of sexual violence. My brothers, if we are being morally honest with ourselves, if you are a certain age like I am, you were born in the late 70s or 80s or hell, older than that, you are absolutely, positively raised on rape culture. I feel bad and extremely dumb that I didn't realize this earlier in my life. I don't care if it was Freaknik, Miami Memorial Weekend, Myrtle Beach Black Biker Weekend. It was never normal to feel like you can grab a woman's ass just because it's fat and she's got on biker shorts with Daisy Dukes. It was never normal to grab a woman's breast just because, you know, you saw in Dr. Dre's Nothing But a G-Thing video when the girl was playing volleyball and they ran up behind her and pulled her bikini top off. If you ever mimicked that kind of behavior, it wasn't normal, okay? If you are in a fraternity and you ever had women come over and you got them high and got them drunk, you know, that whole ain't no fun if the homies can't have none mentality. You and the rest of your frat ran a train on the girl. My brothers, that wasn't normal. It was rape culture, okay? Movies like Revenge of the Nerds and Kids. Remember those where guys would have sex with passed out women or dress up as other people in order to trick the woman to have sex with them? That was rape culture. Remember Porky's? Remember sneaking up late to watch Porky's where they was drilling holes in the wall and peeping at the girls? I got homeboys in college who would be hitting chicks from the back, and then another homeboy would come in and start hitting the chick from the back without asking her consent when we would get drunk and high with women and they would get inebriated and then we would sleep with them. I'm sorry, my brothers. All of that was rape culture. Hell, I look at some of the things I used to say to women in interviews here on The Breakfast Club, and I'm like, bruh, you was wildin'. So when I see all of these sexual allegations coming out over the past couple of years from Bill Cosby to Harvey Weinstein to Louis C.K., I don't know if it's because I'm older, but I'm looking at them like, why is this type of pervasion been normalized? And I think it's because a lot of brothers don't think they're doing anything wrong because it's been a common theme in our lives for way too long. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm actually listening to women more and not having these discussions about rape culture with guys, because that's what we do as men. We start having conversations about rape culture with each other. That's why we don't learn anything. And it's so normalized to us that we make excuses about why we do what we do or have done what we've done. That's where the whole victim blaming thing comes into play. And, you know, there's just no excuse. It's not about what the woman wore or what time she was at your house. It's all about accountability. We are in the age of accountability. And if we are being personally accountable and being morally honest, we just have to admit that we were raised on rape culture and it was wrong. Okay, we are absolutely in the age of accountability. And if you're not holding yourself personally accountable, the universe will hold you accountable, because we see all these people who have been doing dirt in the dark all these years being brought to the light. And I would just encourage everyone to start being morally honest and just admit we were raised on this pervasive rape culture, but we can unlearn all the BS we have learned and make things better moving forward. And it's not like people haven't been trying to tell us this for years. We just haven't been listening, okay? I was once part of the problem, but now I want to be part of the solution. And the first step to that solution is recognizing that you can't heal what we don't reveal. And what we need to reveal and be morally honest about as men is that a lot of us men in America were raised on rape culture, okay? And I truly feel stupid, okay, for not coming to that realization sooner. So please give Charlamagne Tha God the biggest hee-haw, please. But now we need to discuss it.
Okay.
With our brothers out there.
Well, 800-585-1051, do you agree with Charlamagne? Did you grow up on rape culture?
We were raised on rape culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's right there. Say what you said earlier, Envy, behind the scenes.
What did I say? I don't remember.
When you said that it was a lot of things we used to see that was so normalized, it almost looked cool.
Yeah, it definitely looked cool. I mean, I remember going to Freaknik and Greek Fest and Virginia Beach Labor Day weekend, and girls walked by and guys grabbed their ass, grabbed their breasts, and nobody thought anything of it.
Nothing. I remember that used to happen on the school bus.
Everybody used to laugh. It was joke. People used to film it, but it wasn't right.
You was considered a sucker if you didn't.
Right.
It was considered like something was wrong with you if you didn't partake in that kind of stuff.
Right. So a lot of people did it, and even in college, it was one of those things you would hear stories all the time. It was mostly with fraternities, and I ain't gonna say mostly, but a lot with fraternities and a lot with the college football teams, where they would invite a girl over and they would run through it. And they would get drunk, and that's what it was. But nobody seen nothing wrong at that time.
One of my best friends in the world is a capper. Salute to my guy, DJ Frosty. And he would tell me that when they was in college, AKA stood for Always Capper's Ass. That sense of entitlement is what leads to rape culture.
Mm-hmm. But even younger than that, I remember being on a school bus and you would walk past to get off the bus and guys would feel like everybody would try to grab your ass when you're trying to walk off the bus.
Women have been extremely tolerant of our BS for a long, 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 long time, bro.
Yeah, but
a long time.
Or even if you're in a club and you walk past somebody, people feel like it's okay for them to grab you, touch you, and do certain things.
I feel so stupid that I didn't realize we was wilding back then.
The craziest thing is the majority of fights that I almost got into was because I was out. Gia was in the club, and she walked up to me and somebody grabbed my ass. Her ass.
Oh.
And I would go over there and try to fight
her. I was like, wow.
See, y'all always make this a joke.
You did say grab my ass.
And she would walk up to me and say somebody grabbed her ass. Okay. And I would walk back over to him and try to fight him. But that's what it was. People did that, and it was so disrespectful. But let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Do you agree with Charlamagne? Did we grow up on rape culture?
And you know, like I said, you know, you can't heal what you don't reveal. Like, you know, when you realize it's a problem, we got to start creating solutions.
I guess being raised, shout out to my pops, of course, retired police officer. He always told me that if you grab somebody's ass or you do something disrespectful, you're going to jail. So I that was always out my mind. I was like, I ain't getting involved with none of that. Immediately.
No, that wasn't
not
me.
You. Not you.
No, I'm Uncle Luke, baby.
Damn it, man.
Nelly tip drill video.
Oh, right.
Sorry. And, you know, that's just, I was raised off the dog pound.
Sheesh.
You know?
All right. Well, call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave himself Donkey of the Day.
Yeah, I gave myself Donkey of the Day because I feel stupid that I'm just now realizing that a lot of us men in America have been raised on rape culture. It's been something I've been paying attention to for the past year, and it's really been on my spirit this week, you know what I mean? And after I saw what happened with Louis C.K. yesterday, I'm just like, wow. Like, it's a lot of things that we normalized, especially if you was born in the late 70s, raised in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. A lot of things we normalized that just were absolutely positively wrong.
Right.
You know what? We interviewed D.L. Hughley for Lip Service. It's coming out today, and he was talking about an incident when he was young, and the older kids on the block were like, yo, come, let's go run a train on this girl. Everybody's, you know, there. And he said he showed up, and the girl was crying. And everything, he said, it just didn't look right. And he said he helped her, like, get her clothes. And he said he left, and the kids were making fun of him and hitting him. And they were mad at him, but he was like, it just didn't sit right with me.
But I never partaked in any trains, but not because I wasn't going to. It was just that my penis would never get erect.
And he said he actually, the girl's brother, when he was walking her back, thought that he did something to her because she was crying and she couldn't talk.
Right.
And so he was ready to, he ran over, he was about to beat his ass, and then finally she was like, it wasn't him. But he was like, you know, it just didn't sit right with him.
Right.
When he saw it happening and she looked like she was in pain, it didn't look like it was something that she was with.
It never sat right with me either. Even going to the Greek Fest in Philly Greeks and Virginia Beach on Labor Day, you see it and it's just like, you just felt sorry. You just felt bad. I never was into it. It just was one of those things. My mom and pops made sure I knew early, don't you dare, it's not right. So I was just never in. But Charlamagne, you and we've seen it all the time on television.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yo, listen, Revenge of the Nerds, the guy put on a costume to pretend to be another guy to sleep with the dude's girlfriend.
Correct.
You know, Porky's, they was drilling holes in the wall and, you know, peeping through the wall at the young ladies, you know what I mean? Think about the movie Kids, at the end of the movie Kids when the girl was passed out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he slept with the girl. Like, you know, you think about songs like Ain't No Fun If the Homies Can't Have None, or like the Nothing But a G Thing video when he ran up behind the girl and pulled her bikini top off, you know, pouring beer all over the girl. Like, we were just, listen, man, we were raised on rape culture. If you was born in the late 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, you were raised on rape culture. But when you know better, you just got to do better.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Carl from Detroit.
What's up, bro? We're talking about, were you raised on rape culture, man?
Nah, man. Hey, what's going on, Envy? See the guy, No, I wasn't raised like that, man. You know, when lines was drawn, man, we always knew right from wrong, you know. Granted, we might have had a little fun back in the day playing around.
No, my brother.
What do you mean by a little fun?
What, like, was fun?
Explain what
not
that is.
Not fun. No, okay, listen. Not fun, like I say, man. You know, in school and everything, I might have grabbed a butt or two, but when girls...
Okay, you can't do that.
That's sexual assault. You're proving my point,
no,
and it's okay.
I'm not saying it's okay. You're absolutely right. It's not right, but I'm saying, like... It wasn't rape culture, man. Like, when you think rape, man, like, I don't think it's rape culture, man. Like, it's not that, man. And like I say, man, when lines was drawn, I didn't cross those
lines.
Anytime
that you are sexually putting your hands on a woman in any way that she is not okay with, then that is...
I felt just like this young man when I heard the term rape culture. When I heard that term a couple of years ago, I was like, what is rape culture? Either you rape a woman or you don't. But then when you start really realizing what rape culture is, and it's the sociological concept used to describe a setting in which rape is pervasive and normalized, and misogynistic language, and the objectification of women's bodies, and feeling like you got entitlement over a woman's body, feeling like you can just grab her ass because you want to, that is rape culture. I know the word rape throws you off, but it's rape culture.
Well, even in elementary school and high school, that's what people did. When girls walked by the hall, guys would grab their ass.
If you didn't, you was considered a sucker, or they would call you the gay slur that rhymes with maggot.
And then you would turn around on the bus and scream on everybody and go crazy, and everybody just be laughing at you.
That used to happen all the time.
Angela, from a woman's perspective.
But that used to happen all the time. I used to see girls on the bus doing the same thing. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, how you doing? It's Nardo.
Nardo, what's up, man? We're talking about rape culture. Was you raised on rape culture?
Yeah, we was, man. Back if you're from the 80s, if you're the 80s baby, man, you definitely was. Mm-hmm. I cannot deny that. And Charlamagne hit it definitely on the head with that one. And it's still, it's still some brothers that's around our age, you know, 40, 45. And they still doing the same thing, man. This stuff is getting old, man. You know, we got children out here. I was a single father. I raised two daughters. And that's what really made me realize that, you know, that ain't something to play with, you know.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, brother. And you know what, too? And especially with my daughters, I have three of them, and I tell them, I'm like, if somebody touches you in a disrespectful way, you know, you don't have to come, you don't have to fight back, but call me immediately, because we're going to handle this. We're going to nip this in the bud immediately. It's not cool. It's not funny. It's not a joke. And call me immediately, and we handle it.
And my brother, I know it's an uncomfortable conversation to have, but we got to be morally honest with each other and just admit we were raised on rape culture. The way we were raised just wasn't right, bro. The things we did back then just wasn't right.
And I remember, even in kindergarten, I remember this kid used to always try to kiss me, and I would tell the teacher, and she would just act like it was no big deal.
Because it was cute. That's what they considered it cute at that time. Mm-hmm. Well, 800-585-1051. Were you raised on rape culture? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This strip club, what's up?
Young Money.
Yeah. Me might well pull up the AOD back to back. Them AMG 63s. I tell all my rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up. Bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up. Rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up. Bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up. I tell all my rake it up, break it, break it, break it down, break it down. Bag it up, bag it up, bag it up. Rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up. Rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up. I made love to a stripper. First I had to tip her 20,000 once. She said I'm that. I said I'm that. I already know it. I come with bad weather. They say I'm a storm. VVS is in my chum. That's a Rockefeller chain. I was sending bricks to Harlem back when Jay was still with Dame. I'm in for leave child. I got a protect on. Okay, got a stripper with me. She picked up the check home. She gon' fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. She don't need makeup, makeup. She gon' rake it up, rake it up, rake it up. Tell her to pay up, pay up. She said pay for the, pay for the, pay. Wait for the, wait for the, wait. Ask God to forgive me. Cause I pray for the, pray for the. I tell all my, rake it up, break it down, bag it up. Rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up. Bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up. Rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up. Bag it up, bag it up, bag it up, bag it up. I tell all my rake it up, break it, break it, break it down, break it down. Bag it up, bag it up, bag it up. Rake it up, rake it up, rake it up, rake it up.
Yo, brought out the pink Lamborghini just to race with China. Brought the race to China, just to race in China. Little bad Trini bitch, but she mixed with China. Real thick, smuggle bricks to China. I tell all my niggas, cut the check, cut the check. Bust it down, bust it, turn your goofy down. Pow, I'ma do splits on it, yeah, splits on it. I'm a bad bitch, I'ma throw fits on it. I'ma bust it open, I'ma go stupid and be a fits on it. I don't date honey, cookie on tsunami. All my wife me once they get that good. I think he need the bunny, I might just let them find me. Never trust a big butt and a smile worth the Ronnie. Rep queens like Supreme, ass web and nitty. Ass been me and Joe, working from me my dough. This game is freezing like it wait in the cow. Nickname is Nikki, but my name ain't a cow.
I tell all my rake it up. Break it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave himself Donkey of the Day.
Yeah, I gave myself Donkey of the Day because I just feel stupid that I'm just not realizing that a lot of us men in America have been raised on rape culture. And, you know, one thing that I'm realizing from the calls, a lot of people don't really know what rape culture is. And I promise you, I was the same way a couple years ago. I heard that term rape culture and I was like, what is rape culture? Either you rape a woman or you don't. I ain't never raped a woman. But then when you learn that it's just a sociological concept used to describe a setting in which rape is pervasive and it's the misogynistic language and the objectification of women's bodies and the glamorization of sexual violence, you're like,
Even in the work environment, when people have interns that work for them and hire interns and they feel like they can just talk to them any kind of way and flirt with them and take them out, because as an intern, you probably feel like, man, I got to kind of do what this guy is saying to do because, you know, this is my job and I'm trying to get ahead.
And the reason I'm talking about this, man, is because I'm just looking at all these sexual allegations that have been coming out over the past couple of years from Cosby to Weinstein to Louis C.K. And I'm looking at them like they crazy and I'm wondering why this type of pervasion has been normalized. And I just simply think it's because a lot of brothers don't think they're doing anything wrong because this rape culture has been a common theme in our lives forever. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think it's getting better or getting worse? And the reason I say that is, you know, when I was younger, there was probably one strip club in New York City. Now there is probably 50. And it seems like in the strip club, guys will grab a girl's ass and they think it's okay.
But that's, I mean, don't you
but
think
do
that's
they
a little
do that
different?
Outside of it? No, but you're not supposed to.
Are you grabbing the stripper's ass?
Yes.
Well, isn't that the point?
Not
I'm going to say I think it's getting better, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's getting better.
Not, when
I
you're speak not supposed
at,
to.
When I speak at these colleges, mm-hmm. you know, when I talk to these younger dudes, they're a little more woke than we were.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're recognizing that the things that we were doing were wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the ones
right.
kind of hipping me to the whole rape culture thing and, I guess, the feminism
and
aspect
they're getting rid of
it.
A lot of it. Like, I don't see Philly Greek anymore. There's no Greek Fest anymore.
And ain't no Freak
Nick. No Freak Nick. They try to bring it back.
Labor Day in Virginia year. Beach anymore. Like, they're getting rid of a lot of those things as well.
I can honestly say I think it's getting better.
Okay.
I think it's getting better.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Garrett.
Hey, we're talking rape culture this morning. Were you raised on it?
Yeah, bro. I was definitely raised on it. I'm 42, born in 75. But, you know, in the 80s, they had a bunch of movies. Like he was mentioning, Porky, 16 Candles, Basic Instinct. We grew up on stuff like that. You feel me? Where they mm-hmm. even showing it all. You feel me? Like on Basic Instinct, Sharon Stone liked rough sex. You feel me? She liked getting choked and liked getting pounded. And after seeing that being legit, you know, you want to experience that too when you get with a girl. You know, you might be a little rough with her. You testing the limits. You seeing how everything works. And unfortunately, a lot of women, they do like it. But we did grow up running trains on girls, saving panties in the box under the bed. We got it from TV, you know, like the dip now. They see stuff on TV and rap videos, they actually go do it. We did it in our own way. We ain't go to jail for rape. Most of us didn't. We still out here, but the ones that didn't know how to control themselves and took it a little further, them the ones that ended up in prison. But everybody else know how to keep it in the house, under wrap, you know, between you and her, or if you got multiple people in the, you know, but, you know, some people know how far to go with it. But we definitely grew up in a rape culture.
Absolutely.
Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
This is Jay Tobin from Dayton, Ohio.
What's
good morning,
up,
and God bless to y'all.
No, good morning. Now, you said you were raised on it. You seen your dad doing it.
Yes, yes. And it was just crazy. Like, yeah, my mom may be one of his baby mamas. We're going to skip past that. But he on the after-hour joint, like a bootleg, whatever. All the little females, yeah, they was of age, legal age. But just to see him walking around, be able to stick his tongue out, kiss a girl on her face and grab her and all that and stuff like that. From seeing older people in my family just paying like 50 and 60 years old, paying 18 and 20-year-old girls to have sex with them and stuff. And then like Fresh Prince was one of my favorite shows. Will Smith used to do it all the time. Like,
bruh, think about a movie like The Wood. When they dared the dude to go run up to the girl and grab her ass.
Man, that seems
so innocent.
So that's why I said I could totally agree. Like, and then how you brought up Revenge of the Nerds, I never feel comfortable with that. I'm like, how can somebody just have a mask on and then after she find out it ain't her dude, she still cool with it?
Right.
But that's just crazy. Like, I totally agree. And men, we need to be accountable for our actions. We can't worry about if a girl half-dressed and drunk and high and all that. Like, we some perverts for real.
Yeah, we've been like, gross. We've been gross for a long time, my brother.
I don't remember seeing it on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Did y'all?
I don't remember seeing it on
Fresh
Prince.
Yeah, I don't know what happened on there.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it. But anyway, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is when you know better, you got to do better. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier, you can't heal what you don't reveal. And a lot of us men in America, you know, just have to admit that we were raised on rape culture. And you know, if you've been part of the problem for a long time, now is just time to be part of the solution. You know, you got to have personal accountability and you got to have moral honesty. Like, there is no way that you can look back at the late 80s, early the 90s, the early 2000s and say to yourself, that was the type of behavior we should have been displaying. So if you know better, you just simply got to do better, man.
All right.
That's
now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, we are going to talk about Jelani Mraz, Nicki Minaj's brother, and what is going on with him. He has been found guilty.
Okay, we'll get into all that. And also, I don't know if 52 Savage is wearing fake Jordans. Stop hitting me up in my comments. I don't know. I really don't.
They don't look fake.
They don't look fake to me either, but I don't know. All right, rumors on the way is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You learn something new every day on The Breakfast Club. Even when you work on The Breakfast Club.
What didn't you know?
No, we were just sitting there discussing, we were talking about the whole rape culture thing and, you know, sexual assault and how a lot of that was normalized for us growing up. And I started talking about the song next. And I just was talking about the line. I feel a little poke coming through.
No.
I didn't know at the beginning of the song. He said,
intro before the beat drops.
I wonder if she knows I'm hard right now.
Yeah, I wonder if she could tell. If I'm hard right now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And then the Fresh Prince episode was the one with, which one?
Well, he pretended to be married so you could have, he pretended to be married to Kim Fields so you could have sex with her.
All right.
Man, you live and you learn.
Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk which artist just got $10 million.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, if you remember, Gucci Mane had said previously that he was going to be independent next year once his contract was over and put out an album every week or something like that. Well, now he has announced that he got $10 million from Atlantic Records for his next album. So now he said, I feel like I'm a brand new artist working on his first album, El Gato, The Human Glacier.
Oh, drop on the clues bombs for Gucci Mane. Damn it, he absolutely deserves it. Gucci Mane is a great story of growth and evolution, man, but, you know, I don't think people paying attention.
All right, now let's talk about D.L. Hughley. He was on Lip Service, and I told you, he's going to be on the episodes coming out today. That's my podcast. And it was such a great episode. So many different gems that we took away from it. He was really open, told a lot of different stories. Okay. And here is one story that he told in particular that I've never heard about before, and he was discussing having cheated on his wife and actually having a baby by another woman.
So I had knocked this chick up, and she had the baby, and the baby got killed. Right. By her boyfriend.
Oh my god!
And so it was a horrible experience. So wow. I had this baby. I'm paying for. I'm a boy. I'm scared. I'm married. I'm just starting out my career. So I go to the hospital, and this boy was laying in the bed, and apparently her boyfriend is shaking him. And what I always thought about was, I knew that one day I would be man enough to tell my woman what had happened. So he passes. Finally, one day, I tell my wife, you know what she said to me? I wish you would have told me and we could have went through this together.
Wow. This is a really crazy story.
Well, explain to me what happened again now, because I'm listening, but I'm a little slow. What happened?
All right, so he got a woman pregnant. Okay. He was married, but he got another woman pregnant.
Got you.
The other woman's boyfriend killed the baby.
Killed the baby. Okay.
Killed the
baby.
All right.
Okay.
But he hadn't told his wife about this baby.
Got you.
And then even after when the baby passed, he didn't tell her right away. He told her much later on, and his wife said, "I wish you would have told me."
Jesus Christ.
So we could have went through this together.
DL, that's a lot to keep on the DL. That's a lot to keep to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You know, and then he talked about actually his wife ended up meeting the woman in the airport.
Just random?
Yeah. He was coming off the flight. His wife was waiting for him, and the woman was there too. So he introduced them, and he said his wife said to her, "I'm so sorry for what you had to go through."
I'm dropping a clues bomb for my guy, D.L. Hughley. One of my favorite people to talk to. Good guy.
Yeah, and if you have a chance to interview, he has a lot of great stories on there. It's an hour and 40 minutes long. That's how much we talked.
Wow.
All right, O.J. Simpson, he got kicked out of the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Vegas, and that is because they said he was very unruly. He was drunk. He's been basically frequenting all kinds of bars ever since he got out of prison, and they said he was disruptive, so he was angry at the hotel staff. He broke some glasses at the bar and all kinds of stuff. They did escort him out. They said he was very nice to the security agents that responded, and he's now permanently banned from going to the Cosmopolitan.
Jeez, O.J.
Come on, man.
Still O.J. All right, don't even say still, nigga. Still O.J. Yeah.
All right, Jelani Mraz, that's Nicki Minaj's brother, has been found guilty of predatory sexual assault on a child younger than 13 years old and also endangering the welfare of a child. According to the charges, he repeatedly raped an 11-year-old girl at his home in Long Island while the mother was at work. They said she was repeatedly raped between April and November of 2015. Now, the victim is now 14 years old, and she testified in great detail about the multiple sexual assaults. So they said when the verdict was read, Jelani Mraz was stoic, and he does plan to appeal, according to his lawyer.
You got to go, my brother. I don't like crimes when it comes to kids, sexual assault, murder, and all of that. So you're not my brother no more.
I can't talk to you ever again.
Yeah, you're my brother on paper alone, but nope.
All right, and Tammy Roman, if you're a fan of hers on Basketball Wives, she is not planning to return for another season, even though they offered her a deal. She feels like she's outgrown her role on the show. She also hasn't been with a basketball player since 2001.
Drop on the clues bombs for Tammy. That's why I like Tammy. She got so much goddamn common sense.
She does.
I just be watching Basketball Wives like, ain't none of y'all with no basketball players.
She also has her own sketch comedy series based on the Bonnet Chronicles, and that series has a big following as well. So
and
she wants to do her own project.
Bring that to TV. Drop on the clues bombs for Tammy Roman.
Shout out to Tammy.
And I gotta give a shout out to SZA. We told you it was her birthday and everything, but what the best gift for her was, she tweeted, "Yo, y'all took a song that wasn't an effing single and made it platinum. I love you more than cheese. Thank you for the best birthday gift ever." And that's for the song The Weeknd. It went platinum. So congratulations.
Shout out to SZA. Congrats to SZA.
God bless SZA. Control is an amazing album.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Oh, and salute to Tiffany Haddish, too. Remember, she's hosting SNL tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, drop on the clues bombs for Tiffany Haddish.
First black woman comedian ever to host SNL.
I just got her official book in the mail. I already read the book because I had the galley, but this is the official.
All right.
The last black unicorn.
All right.
Yes.
Shout out to Tiffany Haddish. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. It's Big Pun's birthday, so we're going to rep for Big Pun. Let me know your favorite Big Pun joint. And Revolt, we'll see y'all on Monday. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.